This spring, the federal government is expected to finalize a rule that would require oil and gas companies to pay more to drill on public lands. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
The Bureau of Land Management's proposed rule would charge higher bonding rates. This would force oil and gas companies to pay for cleaning up their drill sites instead of taxpayers footing the bill. It would also eliminate non-competitive leasing, which allows companies to grab low-potential land for as little as $1.50 an acre. Russell Coleman of the Nevada Wildlife Federation says these low costs allow oil and gas companies to tie up public lands, even if they don't drill.
The BLM is more or less mandated to run them as an oil and gas property. They can't go in there and do wildlife rehab. They can't improve roads. They can't remove old abandoned fence lines.
He says the proposed rule would steer oil and gas leasing toward high-potential land with existing wells and pipelines, and away from wildlife habitat, recreation trails, and cultural sites. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.